In the name of the Father and Son, Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today, the reading of this blessed Sunday is about the flee of the Holy Family to the land of Egypt, fleeing from the sword of Herod the king, who, after hearing about the birth of the king of the Jews, he pursued to kill him. The lesson from this reading is for all of us to flee from evil. And this is something, if the Lord himself did it while he is able and he can destroy Herod, then it is for sure a teaching that is valid for all of us, and we have to live with it and we have to practice this on a daily basis. There are many kinds of evil in the world, and the one who is prudent and wise is the one who flees, not the one who passes on. Many kinds of evil, the best way to fight against them is to flee them, not to confront them by any way or mean. For example, the sin of sexual immorality. St. Paul spoke to his disciple Timothy, who was a bishop ordained over the city of Ephesus. He said to him, flee also youthful lusts, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. He was instructing a bishop who might be guarded and protected by being always occupied with the service, meditating on the scripture, always carrying on many spiritual practices in terms of fastings and prayers, but meanwhile, still St. Paul finds it is necessary to instruct this young bishop to flee from sexual immorality and flee from youthful lusts. Another evil is the evil of hanging around bad group or bad company. There is no way you can protect yourself among people who their inclination is not holy. We hear this, St. Paul also saying to the Corinthians, do not be deceived. Evil company corrupts good habits. He starts by saying, do not be deceived. Do not deceive yourself. Do not allow others to convince you that you can keep your purity and holiness among a group that's corrupt. Another kind of evil that we should be always fleeing from is the evil of anger and seeking revenge. Under many names, we might feel like we are tempted to answer back, and our anger might push us and motivate us to take revenge from others. There is no way we can confront this evil except by actually, in order to be able to conquer it, fleeing from anger and from revenge. Another evil that we should also be fleeing from is the evil of foolish disputes. It takes place maybe every day among the family members that they go into a discussion, and the discussion is not edifying anyone, is not leading anywhere except to build and to bring strife and contentions within the boundaries of the house. St. Paul instructs Timothy as well, saying to him, but avoid foolish and ignorant disputes, knowing that they generate strife. The best way to handle them is to avoid them. Whatever this strife is about, money, is about doctrine, about anything, if we know that this discussion is leading us to anger, is escalating towards a confrontation, maybe the best way to handle it is to flee from it and to avoid it altogether. The question is why we should flee those kinds of evil. The first reason is because we are not stronger than the temptation. All those people who were wounded by the sin, they were stained by it, they were strong and mighty people. King Solomon speaks to us and saying, for she has cast down many wounded, and all who were slain by her were strong men, speaking about the sinful woman who represents sin generally. She has cast down many wounded, and all who were slain by her were strong men. We sometimes expose ourselves to temptation, and we say that it's not going to affect us. We are strong enough. I will go to Las Vegas and gamble there with $100. That's it. Believe me, you will lose all your money before you come from there. You say that I will go over the internet and see what is going on, what is the update on these scenes that are every day on the internet. I am old enough, I am married and have children, I am secured. Believe me, everybody says so and get hooked, and it's very difficult to get out of it. We are not stronger than the temptation. Look at Samson, the judge in Israel, who thought in his mind that I can go to the land of the enemy, I can hang around evil women, I can even go and have a girlfriend from over there. What can happen to me? You can look and see how his fate was and learn a lesson. Those people who are wounded by the sin were strong and mighty men. King David, when he allowed himself to go and see the woman taking the shower over the roof of her house, he went committed adultery while he was in his 50s, married, have many women. He committed this sin and killed her husband because he thought in himself that, so what, going wandering here and there, having free time, I am secured, I am a mighty man. We are not stronger than the temptation to stand before its face. Also, we should flee from evil, because even if we win the battle, our hearts will be stained with sinful thoughts. If you say that, I will just look and that's it, I'm not going to do any further steps. Yes, maybe yes, but meanwhile, your heart and thoughts will be stained with the sin, and these thoughts are going to trouble you. Maybe we all have examined this. You go and wander everywhere looking at scenes, and then we stand in prayer. What happened? All the bad thoughts and imaginations that we looked at during the day will pop up before our eyes while we are praying. It will blemish and stain our senses. We will not be able to offer the praise of worship. Even if we conquer the thought, we will still be stained with it. The best thing to do it is to flee it altogether. One of the saints gave us a very nice a metaphor. He says that if you fight against a man who is covered by dust, all of him, even if you win the battle and you knock him down, your clothes will be stained from the dust that this man was carrying over him. Even if you win, you are not going to come out of it clear and clean. You will still have something to stain your heart and your mind, always thinking about it, always stumble because of it. Number three, we should also flee from evil because we might be trapped from the first experience. Many of the kids who get trapped and hooked in the trap of addiction, they try it from the beginning as for curiosity. Let me see, one time is not going to do anything. One time can get you hooked for life. Don't say that one time is not going to hurt. Playing with the devil will never end up into something fun. This can be the end of you. Don't try it all together. Don't trust that you can come out from the first experience without being hurt. Also, we should flee from evil because avoiding the first step is much easier than fighting with a weakened will. Actually, the very first few moments while we are exposed to the temptation is where I own my will. I can go away. The more time lapses, the more my will is weakened, the more I am not able to fight. If you are standing or sitting before the TV, and then the first moment you saw something is not right, is not pure, then you took a decision to turn it off, you can do that. If you allow yourself to stay more for 1 minute, 2 minutes, then your will be weakened, and then you will not be able to say anything. You are going just to be trapped in it, watching the whole thing. It is wise to fight while I am away from it, while I am not in it. From here, I can flee. From here, I can save myself. What is needed and what is required in order to flee? First of all, it needs discernment. It needs wisdom to look and see, should I go through this? Should I expose myself to that? King Solomon says, describing the people who flee from evil versus those who go into it, by saying, a prudent man foresees evil and hides himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. A prudent man sees evil coming. Maybe a prudent wife will be looking to the face of her husband coming from his work. Doesn't look well. It's not a good time for a discussion. Maybe postponing the discussion, I will be avoiding a whole problem. But if I'm not wise enough, then I can bring something and then we have a fight and then I lose the whole thing because I was not able to see and read that evil is in the house and it's better to avoid it altogether. A prudent man wouldn't step into a nightclub and says that out of curiosity and spending good time, I'll spend a few hours and come out. But the foolish will go in and is going to be punished by being stained with the sin, by the thoughts, and maybe he will build the habit of being like in this place over and over and over. It needs also and requires humility and submission. Humility to say that I am weak and sinful, I am not able, I should not allow myself to go into this. Many of the disputes that take place between the parents and their children is about the first step. A common conversation and discussion, dad, mom, I want to go to this party. What's going to be there? Nothing. People will be dancing, maybe some drinking, but I'm out of it. You know me very well. Don't you trust me? And we go into this discussion that's leading to nowhere. What are you talking about? You are going to see this. You come out of it safe. You will come out with a clear mind. This is not wisdom. It needs the humility to say that I am weak. I am not better than all of those mighty men who were wounded by the sin when they were exposed to the temptation. Many tempting places are around us. Many tempting activities are taking place with before our eyes every day. The wise, the prudent, hides himself. The foolish pass on and will be punished. Also, it needs courage to flee from evil. On the contrary of what we might assume, that the brave person is the one who stays in the evil and resists it and come out of it safely. No. The brave person is the one who avoids it altogether and flee from evil. Look at Saint Joseph the righteous versus Samson. When he was exposed to the temptation of the wife of his master, we hear that he left his garment in her hand and fled and ran outside. You want my garment? Take it. I'm not going to stay here and have a discussion and a dispute with you. This needs courage. It needs the courage to say that I cannot share you in this. It needs courage to say that, yes, we are friends, but I'm sorry, I cannot do it with you. It needs courage to say that, yes, I love you so much, but unfortunately, my belief wouldn't allow me to go into this. It needs courage to say no and to stand for your belief. And unfortunately, not a lot of people are brave enough to say that, I cannot do it, I don't want to make it, I'm not going to share into this. Because we fear the criticism, we fear the peer pressure, then we go, we expose ourselves to evil. Sometimes we are afraid from saying no to our children. My son and my daughter come and say, I'm going to this place. I'm not comfortable. I know from my experience he is not going to come out from this safe and clean in heart and mind. I am afraid to say to him no. He will put pressure on me. Then I will yield and say, okay, you can go, but be careful. What are you talking about? He will come out of it the same one? I doubt. It needs courage to flee from evil and to make a decision. I am not going to be exposed to it altogether. The lesson today from the flee of the Holy Family to all of us, to flee from evil, not to confront it. The Lord who is able and who can, with a word, with one word from his mouth, to make this Herod to vanish from the face of the planet did not do this to teach us a lesson. As we said before, we are not stronger than the temptation. Even if we win the battle, our hearts will be stained with sinful thoughts. And because we might be trapped from the first experience, and because it is better to avoid it from the first step, we have to flee evil. Needs discernment, humility and submission, courage in order to do this. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.